The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for joining us on the website. This is our daily audio from the Morning Answer. The following commercial is not an endorsement, nor is it a paid advertisement. It is here simply for the context of the interview that follows from Dr. Bill Bledsoe.
I'm Jamie Harrison, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Lindsey Graham can't be trusted. He tells us he opposes abortion, then votes for two of Obama's pro-choice Supreme Court justices. Lindsey Graham's word is worthless. Just ask right-wing Constitution Party candidate for Senate, Dr. Bill Bledsoe.
We did not take responsibility for Lindsey Graham. He is a puppet.
Dr. Bledsoe talks about owning a small business and rescuing bald eagles, but Bledsoe opposes all abortions, and Bledsoe never wavered on Donald Trump. He supported Trump from day one. Bledsoe held gun rallies across South Carolina claiming that any gun control law infringes upon the Second Amendment.
They are taking our civil right to defend our families by taking our guns.
Dr. Bill Bledsoe, no abortions, no restrictions on guns, and pro-Trump from day one. Bill Bledsoe's just too conservative for South Carolina.
Paid for by Jamie Harrison for U.S. Senate.
That spot that just aired, over the past few weeks, we've heard the name Dr. Bill Bledsoe. He has acquired the name recognition any politician would pay a lot of money to have. And in fact, Jamie Harrison has done just that, paid a lot of money to promote Bill Bledsoe. I know many of you have texted, emailed, asking what's going on here. It seems a bit bizarre that Jamie Harrison would be promoting the conservative values of one of his former opponents now. Bill Bledsoe, of course, withdrew from this race. Unfortunately, a little too late, and his name is still on the ballot. I got another piece of mail yesterday, this time from a group called Liberty SC PAC. It's a full-color photo of Lindsey Graham with Joe Biden with a quote from Lindsey: if you can't admire Joe Biden, you got a problem. On the opposite side of the postcard, talks of Lindsey Graham betraying our conservative values and then ask your support of Bill Bledsoe. Quote, the only candidate who opposes Joe Biden's liberal agenda. I've explained to you over the past couple of weeks the situation here, but I wanted you to hear it directly from the horse's mouth, as we say. On the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Dr. Bill Bledsoe. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. How about you?
I am wonderful on this Friday morning, and thank you for spending a few minutes of your time with us. And let's start with the fact that you have withdrawn from the race, right?
Correct. As soon as I got wind that it was going to be a tight race, I withdrew because the Constitution Party can never win a race like this. We're there as just to show, we never get more than 2 or 3% of the vote, but we're there just to show Senator Graham that, well, we didn't approve with the way he voted this last term. And so it's just a statement. But in this race, the race was too close with Jamie Harrison being given over $100 million, to buy publicity and buy the election. And so it was too close. So I pulled out as soon as I saw that, because the 3% that normally goes to me could make the difference in this election with it being close.
Yeah, and that's what Jamie Harrison is counting on. So you withdrew, but unfortunately, there wasn't enough time to have your name removed from the ballot. Is that correct?
Correct. I could not get it removed.
Yeah. So when voters, those who have voted absentee already, maybe they go today, and especially on Tuesday when you go to vote, you're going to see Bill Bledsoe as an option on that ballot. So is it a fair statement to say, Dr. Bledsoe, that you support the reelection of Senator Lindsey Graham?
Oh, yeah, I support it 100%. If we don't reelect Senator Graham, two really, really important things are going to happen. Number one, he's head of the Judiciary Committee. There will be no more conservative federal judges approved from President Trump. So we lose that wonderful ability of he's had approved over 200, almost 250 federal judges. And then the other thing that happens is we are really close to losing conservative Senate majority in the Republican Party. Yeah. And if we lose it, then President Trump, everything he's done, everything will be dead in the water. He won't be able to accomplish another thing in his second 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, just yesterday, and on our guest line this morning, Dr. Bill Bledsoe, you've heard his name a lot over the past couple of weeks because Jamie Harrison has spent, you mentioned that he has raised over $100 million or so. He has spent millions literally promoting your name, Dr. Bledsoe. Just yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it's about a 50-50 chance that we'll maintain a majority in the Senate. Lindsey Graham is a key part of that, right?
Absolutely. There's, I think they say, about three or four that's up for grabs, and they're doing the same thing all over the country. Mitch McConnell is being attacked the same way. They're using a Libertarian Party candidate and promoting him to peel off votes from Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
It's something. I think we have a three or four person majority, and they're attacking probably five or six, trying to win the majority back.
Yeah, doing the same thing up in North Carolina with Tom Tillis. So it's important, as you just said, Dr. Bledsoe, that we maintain that majority. It's important that we return Lindsey Graham to the U.S. Senate. Now, you've already voted, right?
Yes, I sure have. I voted straight Republican Party ticket. And if you do that, I really walked away and I never even saw my name. So that's what I recommend everybody do. They just ask you, do you want to vote for Lindsey? And I go, yeah. If you do that, if everybody just votes straight Republican, we can save our country. This money, we're in a war, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but this money is not from the United States. You know, if it can be tracked down, we will find that it's the same thing going on with us as with this election as with Joe Biden's election. He is the leader of the party, and what he says pretty much dictates everybody's got to vote the same way in the Democratic Party. Well, he received $1.5 billion U.S. dollars from China, from the Chinese Communist Party. He did this to his son's fund, a hedge fund, and his son had to put in a Communist Party member as one of the owners of it. And so, you know, that's just an absolute pure bribe where that, and then he also received $3.5 million from Putin direct.
Yeah.
That was brought out in Don Trump Jr.'s books. He's got two best-selling books.
Yeah.
There's
certainly a lot of questions that the Bidens and the Biden family business need to be answered. I'm hoping that people like Tucker Carlson and Fox News and some of the news agencies like that continue asking these questions over the weekend. Of course, this week, you know, Tucker Carlson has asked a lot of those questions. So far, the Bidens have failed to respond. I do think, though, that the American people are interested and the American people want those types of questions answered. Now, let me ask you this, Dr. Bledsoe, and on our guest line, Dr. Bill Bledsoe, did Jamie Harrison ever ask you about promoting your candidacy?
No, he never got my permission, and we've filed a cease and desist order with him and all the PACs to stop using my name falsely. And actually, he's using my name in absolute opposite way of I've been an activist for decades, and I'm the one that did the long gun rallies at all the county courthouses. And he's using my name in the act absolute opposite of what I've done my whole life, trying to fight for our families, trying to protect our rights, trying to keep America alive. He's using it to destroy America. And that's wrong. We filed a cease and desist. And but, you know, it's, to enforce it is going to be too late.
Yeah. Any response from those letters?
None so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Bill Bledsoe, again, thank you for your time on this Friday morning. I just, like I said, I've had so many questions from our listeners, text messages, emails, because it is confusing. But I think you've got the answer, and that's just vote straight Republican Party. Then you don't have to worry about getting confused.
That's correct.
Yeah. Dr. Bill Bledsoe, thank you again for your time. God bless you. Be safe out there. And we'll get through this. We'll get through this together.
I agree. God's got a plan.
That's for sure. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Have a great Friday. Dr. Bill Bledsoe, and as you heard him say right here, number one, he has already voted for Lindsey Graham. He has withdrawn. He's not a candidate. Don't believe any of these spots that you're hearing, any of these TV ads, any of these mail pieces that you may get in the mail, that Bill Bledsoe wants you to vote for him instead of Lindsey Graham. You just heard it. Bill Bledsoe saying he's already voted and he voted for Lindsey Graham. He wants you to do the same. 877-235-9405. It's Friday morning. Glad to have you in.